There are times when people need more than just a friendly reminder. Feeding the deer has been an issue in these parts for quite some time, but up to this point, the town of Okotoks has opted to take an educational approach in an effort to set these bylaw breakers straight. It's the kind, courteous, Canadian way of handling things, but given the issue persists, it might be time to get heavier-handed. It's hard to quantify the scope of the problem given Okotoks Municipal Enforcement received just 16 complaints in 2022 and only a dozen last year, but to think that's the extent of it is sort of like saying the number of speeding tickets issued by the Okotoks RCMP equals the number of drivers who exceeded the limit. It's obviously a lot more prevalent than the numbers would suggest, as deer wouldn't be habituated to humans as a source of food if it weren't happening with widespread regularity. Despite this likelihood, Okotoks hasn't handed out a fine for deer feeding in the past 2 years. Even in instances where enforcement officers must come back a second time, the offender only receives a written warning. It's one thing to raise awareness and give people the benefit of the doubt for their supposed ignorance of the regulations, but it's quite another for residents to continue to flout the bylaw with impunity. There's absolutely no doubt that an unwillingness by the town to levy fines is exacerbating this situation. Does anyone think that property tax payments would arrive by the deadline if penalties were replaced by gentle reminders? That's because sometimes we need a little extra motivation to get with the program. As much as the town doesn't want it to happen, people feeding the deer will continue to be an issue until doing so takes a bite out of their wallet.